Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Those Lakers go into their post All-Star break action sitting ninth in the West, a game and a half behind the Clippers. According to our analytics, the Lakers have a 27% chance to make the playoffs, but an 88% chance to make the play-in tournament. Chinee Ogumake gracing your screen from Los Angeles. Hello, hello, friend. How we doing this morning?
We're doing well. Very glad to be back in the warmth of Los Angeles after Cleveland All-Star. And I saw Stephen A. there, by the way, looking quite dapper.
Oh, looking dapper. That's
well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. But I know how you got to rub it in that you're back in L.A. It's all right, though. It's okay. It's all right.
Had to. I'm sorry.
All right. I want to start with you here, Chinee. What is the ceiling for LeBron and Russ this season?
Well, when you have LeBron James, you always have a chance to win games. Now, I think that the Lakers, they can survive the play-in with their ceiling right now being the playoffs. Like, making it to the playoffs will be the ultimate win for this team that has not been able to string it all together over the course of consistent games. I mean, right now, the Lakers, they need two wins to be in position to do that, which is why tomorrow's game versus the Clippers is straight up crucial. Now, the reason why I feel like the Lakers can still make the playoffs is because of what we've seen, especially in the last regular season game. We saw LeBron James tap into pretty much his, like, calm meditation app. He went 0-30 with 33-8-6 to lead the Lakers over the Jazz without AD. And remember, the Lakers were down, I believe, 12 points with 6 minutes left and still won. The last play we all witnessed, I'm not talking about the game, the last play we all witnessed was a tough LeBron James game winner at All-Star break. So if the Lakers carry over that effort and energy we saw in the last regular season game and LeBron James sort of playing motivated basketball as he has been all season, I do think that the Lakers can make the playoffs. I see that 80% chance of surviving the play-in as realistic. We all know that this season has not been ideal for them. We all know that AD helps their chances. But right now, it's crazy because this is a championship or bust city that we're saying that the playoffs are the best case scenario for Los Angeles.
Well, yeah, that's where I'm at with it. Their ceiling is the playoffs and the first round exit. I don't see them beating Golden State. They ain't beating Phoenix. They ain't beating Memphis. They ain't beating Utah. Hell, they might have a problem with Dallas, for crying out loud. I mean, that's just the way that I look at it. And let's not forget the Denver Nuggets. If Jokic can get any kind of help, let's not forget the Denver Nuggets as well. So when I look at it from that perspective, give major props to LeBron James, and I'm glad you brought up that calm app, because clearly it works. Clearly it works. I mean, I can tell you. I mean, I've had to use it myself on a few occasions.
I mean, it does work. The way, I mean, all the time here on the show.
Can't you see it? Can't you see how calm I am? Can't you see how calm and mellow I am? I mean, this is what it's all about. You don't use an app, please. You use everything, Molly. Just stop it. Anyway, the point that I'm trying to make.
I don't use an app to meditate. I just need silence. But carry on, whatever.
Good luck with that.
You have a noisy mind. You do need a nap. Good luck with that. Anyway, the point is, before I was so rudely interrupted, Chinee, the point is this. When we look at the Los Angeles Lakers, they'll be lucky to make it past the play-in tournament. We understand that. But I will say this. It should be an expectation that they at least make it to the first round. You do have LeBron James and Russell Westbrook. Now, even though Russell Westbrook has struggled this year, having arguably his most miserable season, here's the reality. It's a surprise to all of us because we expected so much more from him. And I'm sure he expected more from himself. And the season is not over. He still has, 23 games or so to get stuff pointed in the right direction. And if LeBron James is your teammate, if you started the season off, for example, and said LeBron James and Russell Westbrook, we might not be talking championship, but we damn sure would be talking playoffs. So as far as I'm concerned, it should be an expectation. But ultimately, you're not going to get high enough being four games under 500 right now with one of the league's toughest schedules coming up the last couple of months of the season. You're not expected to get further than a fifth seed or even a sixth seed in the Western Conference playoff picture, which means the likelihood is you're going to face one of those teams in the first round. You going home. This season ends in late April.
Stephen A., I have a question for you. They should, right, make it through the first round, but do you think they will? Because I don't think they will. And it's not a knock necessarily on LeBron James, because this is the first year that I've ever seen that amazing player, that man, put up 30 points and his team consistently lose. And it's been an anomaly. And so, you know, his efforts that he's been giving, it was nice to see everyone pull that together versus the Jazz, and you'll need that moving forward.
Right.
But the likelihood of going up against a Warriors team where their struggles have been maybe Steph Curry's shooting slump, well, after All-Star game, maybe the break was exactly what he needed. 50-piece in the All-Star game. Klay Thompson, you know, coming back. You have James Wiseman saying that he's ready to step into the fold hopefully soon, along with Draymond Green hopefully at a later date. That team is not getting any worse. The Suns are really interesting because, yes, you're going to be without Chris Paul, but my goodness, Devin Booker, I mean, that guy has finally no longer been slept on. So they know how to manage and weather storms. And Memphis and Ja, I mean, they play complete basketball. I believe they're like top 10 in both offensive and defensive rating. So they should. But we all know the reality, unfortunately, for Los Angeles, the Lakers, is that they probably won't.
Okay. Hold on. Here's my deal. If the play-in tournament were to begin today, it would consist of four teams. The Minnesota Timberwolves, the Portland Trailblazers, the Lakers, and the Los Angeles Clippers. I believe that at the very least, Paul George would be back. And the Clippers would take the Lakers. Outside of that, I see the Lakers beating Portland, and I see the Lakers beating Minnesota in a play-in tournament game, despite the greatness of Karl Anthony Towns. And I got to stop sleeping on this brother, because I know he's great and what have you, and God rest and God bless his family, losing his mom, dad, all the time. I remember, you know, they made me, every time I saw them, they made me apologize to them because I was the idiot coming out because I never saw him shooting in college because John Calipari would have let him shoot, Janae. I'm here thinking Jahlil Okafor might have been a better pick. What an idiot I was. So Karl Anthony Towns and his family, every time I see him, the first thing I had to say was, I'm sorry. And then he goes out and wins the three-point shooting contest after Isaiah Thomas told me, that was his pick to win the three-point shooting contest. And I was like, no. I said Fred VanVleet. I was thinking. But in the end, got you. But in the end, here's the deal. I think LeBron and the Lakers beat a Minnesota, beat a Blazer squad, but they lose to the Clippers if that's their play-in tournament foe. I think the Clippers would take them. I don't believe that would be the case with Minnesota and Portland.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Lamar Jackson's his own agent. And And so to me, you know, if I'm my own agent, I'm making sure that my deal gets done. Especially with the way that he plays, right? Like I'd be real leery about stepping on a football field until my deal was done. And I think Baltimore is absolutely interested in extending him. And I think the reason it hasn't gotten extended is because Lamar has been more interested in playing football and doing whatever he does. And so, you know, at some point, to me, it's in his best interest to sit down and get that deal done. That would be my, if I were Lamar Jackson, that would be my offseason priority, and make sure that I don't step foot on a football field again until I have one of those lucrative new contracts that puts me in line with these higher paid quarterbacks in the league. That's me, but his life, and he can do what he wants.
Adam Schefter with some sage advice right there. That was him on the Lamar Jackson contract situation. RC on your screen. Ryan, good to see you, sir. Thank you for being with us. What do you think? Should Lamar play without a new contract?
Absolutely not. Absolutely. If I'm Lamar Jackson, I don't even step on grass without a new contract. I walk on sidewalks only. Lamar Jackson is a guy that plays this game with reckless abandon. We understand that he's going to run the football. He's going to try to work for the extra yards. He's going to keep plays alive. And he's also carried this football team since he became the starter. Now, he's in a unique situation to where he doesn't have an agent. So Lamar Jackson and his mother also helps is essentially his own agent. You can talk to the NFLPA and different lawyers, but you're still going to have to look at deals like Patrick Mahomes, like Deshaun Watson, Dak Prescott, more importantly, Josh Allen, to figure out where you even start. And it's some of those idiosyncrasies why, like, this deal can't get done when Lamar Jackson is focusing on football. Even before I start working on my game in the offseason, if I'm Lamar Jackson, I start getting these numbers to where I need to be so I can even go to training camp, so I can even go to OTAs. He had to take a look at his football mortality this year. For so long, Lamar Jackson has been the most athletic, the most elusive, the most explosive. But this year, that caught up to him. He gets the ankle injury late in the season. He's sick or ill early on in the season and starts to miss football games. We see Huntley come in and play well for the Baltimore Ravens, but it's still not Lamar Jackson. He has proven that he can carry a franchise. He has proven he can play MVP caliber ball. Now it's time for Lamar Jackson to make sure he's paid like it. So if I'm him, if I'm his friend, if I'm his advisor, if I'm a lawyer he knows, if I'm his mother, I tell him, we aren't even getting on a flight to Maryland until they're ready to put ink to paper, because it's that important. This deal gets done for Lamar right now. It gets done in the right way, and he becomes the highest paid player in football.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, there is no debating. No debate whatsoever here about whether or not Lamar Jackson should play next season without a new contract, a new long-term lucrative contract. I don't even step foot on grass. Like I said, I don't go anywhere near the Baltimore Ravens facility. I don't even travel for a contract negotiation. I let them come see me. Hell, I might trip over something on the plane or something. Anything could happen. I'm not taking any chances. Let them come see me, okay? I'm not doing anything. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing that. Do it on Zoom. For all I care, do it on Zoom. It don't matter as long as we can reach an agreement. That's number one. All right, let's get that out the way, all right? Number two, his asking price. The start should be Josh Allen, 6 years, $258 million. Yep. That should be the starting point. Now, from that point forward, it gets tricky. Because now, see, that's where the debate potentially comes in, RC. There's no debating that he should be one of the highest paid players. There's no debating the Baltimore Ravens' dependency on him. He's out the last four games of the season with a bone bruise in his ankle. They lose all four games. They lose six straight. They were like, you know, they end up, go, you know, they were 8-3. They ended up going 8-9 and missing the playoffs because simply because he was not there. We got that. But the flip side is, when you're on the field, a couple of things come into play. How far have you taken them? There's one playoff win on your resume.
Right.
You're not going to get Patrick Mahomes money because that's 12 years over $500 million, half a billion dollars, even though that's not really it. We all understand that. Number three, Josh Allen has validated Buffalo's investment in him. He's been the back-to-back AFC championship games. And so for me, when I look at a Lamar Jackson, okay, we could start at the $258 million, but then if you're Baltimore, you're allowed to bring in those comparisons. Excuse me. You're allowed to bring up a Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. You're also allowed to bring up the fact that you had that ankle injury. And again, what really, really made you explosive, you're a back-to-back 1,000-yard rusher from the quarterback position the 2 years coming into last season. And then you were about to run for another 1,000 yards because you had 767 yards rushing in the 11 games you played.
11, 12 games you played. Right. So had you played the last four games, the likelihood is you'd have had a third consecutive 1,000-yard season. But if I'm Baltimore, I got a right to bring into question your durability. You was out for a few times with COVID. You've been out with a couple of injuries. You haven't gone to back-to-back AFC championship games like a Josh Allen. You haven't won a Super Bowl championship nor been to back-to-back Super Bowls like Patrick Mahomes. And although that's the team's fault, and we get that because of the pieces they never put around them, the more money you give them because of the world of a hard salary cap in the National Football League, the more of a challenge it's going to be for them to put pieces around them. They didn't put pieces around them when they weren't paying them. Now they're paying them. There's going to be even more of an excuse to not have those pieces around them. So that is something that he's going to have to take into consideration. Yep. I hope he's got a lawyer knowledgeable about these negotiations who knows what he's doing. And that's what I'm hoping for.
Well, the first thing I do if I'm Lamar Jackson is I call Stephen A. Because everybody know who got the big money and how to negotiate a contract is Stephen A. Right? So that's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to get on the line with you and say, hey, bro, you telling me how you that big money out there in New York where you where you going to Miami and stuff whenever you want to. That's the first thing. The other thing we have to remember is Josh Allen's only been to one AFC championship. He went to the divisional round this year and he lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. Josh Allen also doesn't have an MVP. And so I feel like Lamar Jackson has some things that he can say when comparison to the Josh Allen contract that he has exceeded. The other part is this. Lamar Jackson can't let the Baltimore Ravens talk him out of being the next one up. We know how these quarterback contracts work. It doesn't matter if you're actually better than the last big time quarterback to get a deal. When you're the next guy, you always get an opportunity to one up or be one slot above who the last big time quarterback was. And this is Lamar Jackson's time. The one thing I agree with you about though, Stephen A, is Lamar Jackson has to understand his value, but also his mortality. He has been hurt. And even if Baltimore tries to use that against him, he has to be able to say the reason that I'm putting myself in these positions is because I have to. And by putting myself in these positions, I've carried this team on my back. I don't set foot in Baltimore until this deal is done. I make sure this is my number one priority throughout the offseason, and even more than Lamar Jackson having to make sure it's his number one priority, the Baltimore Ravens should be too.
Stephen A., let me ask you this.
Well, listen,
where do you think I wanted to transition, but do you have more on this?
No. I was just going to sit up there and say, listen, I appreciate the correction because you're right. I forgot that it was a divisional playoff game with Allen and Mahomes. Thank you for that. Number two, let's go a step further. Let's get specific, Molly and RC, and let's look out for them. We want Lamar Jackson to stay away from cold weather. In the cold weather, there's ice, and you could slip. We need to avoid that. We don't need you getting in the car, okay, and driving down, you know, snow-filled or ice-filled road, okay? Don't get happy. Don't get happy. Don't go out there skiing, okay? Don't roller skate, all right? Your boys, make sure they come over your house. Don't go out with them. Don't go out with them anywhere. Make sure you the one driving. When you go to let somebody else go to the supermarket.
Are you serious,
all
bro?
Of these tips are very, very, very important. I mean, stay at home. Don't go anywhere. Stay on Zoom. Binge watch videos.
Stay on
all
Zoom.
Of that. Stay away from everybody. Stay away from and only let your mama cook for you. Don't let nobody else cook for you.
Only
your mama.
Only let your mom cook. No roller skating. And only contact.
Ice skating. None of that.
Contact on Zoom.
Stay away.
Definitely no skiing. Ice skating. I can't, Ryan.
Go to a warm spot. Go to a warm spot so there's no ice on the ground and you don't slip when you go into the mailbox or something.
Like
stay away from all of that. Stay away from all of that.
Let's keep going. All right, let's go to break.
And when your boy, by the way, last one.
Oh my gosh,
and when your boy or your woman wants to come see you, they want to be with you, you make them come see you. You don't go see them. Anything can happen. Do nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay. And no phones are allowed. Leave your phone at the door. Okay, cool.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. The NBA is about to get real, real good. James Harden and the dynamic duo of him and MVP frontrunner Joel Embiid are expected to debut this Friday in Minnesota. That would be tomorrow. Harden has not played since February 2nd. Now, the man he was swapped for, Ben Simmons, according to our Ramona Shelburne, he's ramping up for return. The last time Simmons was seen was an NBA Eastern Conference semifinals game 7 against the Hawks. Simmons' former teammate, Danny Green, had interesting comments about the March 10th Nets Sixers showdown. Listen for yourself.
Will we shake hands to start? Probably not. First, I'd be highly surprised if he even plays in that game. I don't know where his health is mentally, physically, and we all know that he does not like to play in Philly. But say that does happen, I see it as being a very hectic playoff-like atmosphere environment to where it may be very rough for him.
Very, very interesting comments there by Danny Green. Stephen A., your reaction?
Well, I think that, first of all, I don't think that Danny Green was remotely disrespectful. First of all, if you know anything about Danny Green, he's one of the nicest individuals you'll ever see in professional sports. It doesn't get much nicer than him. He's just a really quality, good person. So, and then you listen to his words. As somebody who worked in Philadelphia for 17 years, I'm here to tell you, it's factual. It's going to be a nightmare for Ben Simmons if Ben Simmons comes there on March 10th to play against the Brooklyn Nets. The city is going to let him have it, okay? And if we're being totally honest, he will have deserved it. Not from the players, not from me, not from pundits and commentators, but the fans themselves, yes. He let them down. He screwed them over. Let's call it what it is. Now, we can sit up there and talk about mental health issues, and we understand how serious that is. And in no way do we want to diminish that, as we've said on numerous occasions. And we always have to make sure to regurgitate that point, because there are a lot of people with real mental health issues that are really, really struggling, and we understand that. And that's not to say that Ben Simmons himself is not going through that. But if you listen to teammates, if you listen to people in the city, if you listen to people who cover the NBA, very few people believe them. It's not that they're looking at Ben Simmons and saying Ben Simmons has a problem and we don't care. They don't believe he has a problem. They believe all of this was manufactured because he can't take the heat from Philadelphia. And as a guy that worked in Philadelphia again for 17 years, let me assure you, that is a crime in the eyes of Philadelphia. They are a blue-collar town. They're rife with Rough Riders. You know, adversity is their middle name. It's their signature. It's what they live by in terms of what you have to do to overcome. Why do you think Allen Iverson was loved so much? Yeah, Dr. J was loved because of his class. And Barkley was loved because, you know what, he was very candid and loquacious with the things that he had to say. Allen Iverson was a warrior. But all of them could ball and all of them were willing to ball. Ben Simmons didn't want to get out on the court for Philadelphia. And Janae, pass it to you like this. You know what a lot of people really believe is going on here? Ben Simmons has been out since June. His last game was June 20th. June 20th. He's been out all of these months. There's nothing wrong with him physically. And the fact that the trade took place and then not the next game, but the game after that, just 3 days later, he's on the bench smiling with his teammates. He's clearly ready physically to play. It's mental. And you know what everybody believes, or at least most people believe? He is sitting out now for the sole express purpose of having an excuse to avoid having to go to Philadelphia March 10th because he don't want any kind of that heat. And as a person that worked in Philadelphia, I can assure you they're waiting for him. And they pray that they'll end up going against Brooklyn in the playoffs because if they believe they have that kind of effect on him while he's playing for the team, now they have no excuse to let up when he's playing for the opposition and he comes to town. They're going to be waiting, and somehow he's going to have to gumption up the nerve to deal with that.
Yeah, the hardest part about this, Stephen A., and the only part I caution people on, is while it might seem manufactured, we don't know, per se, the actual reality of what is going through Ben Simmons' mind. I've had a chance the last few weeks to speak to a number of players, not players, people and personnel in Ben Simmons' camp, and a lot of the stresses are real that he has dealt with. We're also in this point and period where, yeah, it's not the OG versions of basketball where if an athlete doesn't like their situation, they have to put their head down and just grind through it, come better or worse, come hell or high water. We're at the point of player empowerment. And a lot of times player empowerment, you talk about how the owners don't like it, but we're still in the period where players can find their ways out of situations that they don't want to be in, for better or worse, of the franchise. That's why James Harden is in Philly and Ben is in, you know, New York now with Brooklyn. Now, that's the only part where I'd say, like, we can't really talk too much to what his experience has been, because maybe that environment, he has made the personal choice not to subject himself to that. And that's the power that these players have in this period, contrary to what has been before. And yeah, go ahead, Stephen A.
Well, let me caution you about something. First of all, nobody in our position is questioning the legitimacy of Ben Simmons. We don't know. You're absolutely right. But you know, because of the great job you do covering the league and you're at enough games, you know people don't believe him. And you know most of them are players. So the very player empowerment that you're talking about, you got a lot of players looking at him with a raised eyebrow and major shade because they're thinking, nah, number one. And number two, ultimately what's going to come down the pike to hurt them because of it. Because, yes, you might be going through these issues. And, yes, you might have had to endure a lot. But you clearly feel a lot better now that you're out of Philly. We could see that. That's number one. And number two, while you were in Philly, not wanting to play, it didn't stop you from pursuing your money, the game checks that they withheld. So all of those things come into play. And everybody knows that that's going to come back to bite players. So when we talk about player empowerment was going this way. But now because of situations like Ben Simmons, you got owners determined to make sure it goes this way. And a lot of players ain't vibing with that because most of them are like, well, if we don't play, it's because we injured and we can't play. We certainly not going to play because we can't take shrapnels of criticism from a fan base.
The same way we talk about situations, there are going to be athletes in locker rooms that are not like the majority. And Ben Simmons, in this instance, is not like the majority. And I'm not surprised if Ben Simmons does not play, you know, March 10th in Philly. Well, as a player myself, who has politely forced the trade myself, you know the boos are coming when you return. And what helped me through that was actually something that Scottie Pippen said to me on set here in LA Studios. When they boo, you know they care. Philly cared about Ben Simmons, and they have a right to feel, you know, really some type of way based on how things have transpired. But being so close to that situation, I'm not surprised that he may not play. And that's because that is his personal experience that is dictating that circumstance. The reality is that we have athletes here in 2022 that are now expressing themselves in ways like never before. They're doing things differently. Ben Simmons is one of those few. I have no problem with Philly treating that situation as they see.
Hold on, Janae. Ben Simmons is not the first player that brought up mental health issues. When Kevin Love did it, when DeMar DeRozan revealed what he was enduring, not one single soul insulted them, questioned them, looked at them with a raised eyebrow, any degree of cynicism whatsoever. You know that. We applauded them. I'm not even talking about just the media. I'm talking about players that came out. Everybody supported them. So what I'm saying is Ben Simmons along with others, have to ask themselves, why are people questioning him in ways they never question anybody else who plays professional in sports in his league who revealed they had issues themselves?
And I think the answer will come with his play potentially in Brooklyn. And if he's not ready for the situation of playing in Philly, like we all know that that fits his narrative, right? Kevin Love, it took a couple years. Even we saw what happened with USA Basketball for him to figure out his role with Cleveland. DeMar DeRozan, it took him some time since leaving Toronto and then going to San Antonio and then finding his stride in Chicago for him to shift his narrative. It might take Ben Simmons some time. I don't think it's fair for basketball fans or players, right? Like to say, all right, all things are not equal for your situation and mine, but the reality is we don't question when people say mental health because we're not in the position to. We just know that that might be the reason he doesn't play.
Absolutely. Well said. Okay. When they boo, you know they care. That is a gem. Thank you for sharing that. Well, thank you, Scotty, too.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. You know what time it is, Janae. You ain't been a part of this A-list in a while, but it's my latest A-list. Now that the All-Star break has come and gone, and we're fading into the twilight of this NBA season, the playoffs are about to approach. At this particular moment, I'm going to give you my top five teams that I'm putting on to possibly win the top five favorites to win the NBA title this year. Now, Janae, Molly Q knows this. The list is fluid. The list is fluid, okay? Let's go to number five on the list, please. Give it to me right now. Where is it? I want to see it. Put it up there, damn it. That's what I'm talking about. It's the Miami Heat. Now, I will admit, I am somewhat influenced by the fact that I just spent 2 days in South Beach. It is something that is a wish and a dream of mine to be there for the NBA Finals yet again. But I like Jimmy Butler and what my brother is doing. I think Tyler Hero was an all-star. Bam Adebayo can play. Duncan Robinson is a marksman. I like what I'm seeing from the Miami Heat right now. And I think their chemistry, their cohesiveness, the fact that they didn't make a move for the trading deadline because they weren't looking to, they're very confident and comfortable with themselves. Got to give love where it's due. They're a top five team. Let's go to number four on the list. The reigning, defending NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks. That's the reason right there. They're top four. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's not going anywhere. He'll be there. Mr. Mid-range himself, Middleton, has been struggling early on this season. This brother ain't going to stay that way. Jrue Holiday is shooting and playing good basketball, averaging over 18 a game, shooting over 50%. We know he's a big-time defender as well. I understand people are questioning their depth, but I love the fact that Bobby Portis is doing something for them this year. I got them as top four. Let's go to number three on the list, please. It's the Brooklyn Nets. It's the Brooklyn Nets. Let's just call it what it is. Kyrie and KD are showstoppers and offensive juggernauts. When you combine that with the playmaker and the defensive stalwart that is Ben Simmons, assuming he plays, and then you look at Seth Curry being added to the mix, or with Patty Mills or Seth Curry, you got somebody on the court, and Joe Harris, you got somebody on the court for 48 minutes that can give you plus 40% from three. You got Andre Drummond, who's good for 15 to 20 rebounds a night if you ask him to, and you need him to do that. The Nets are no joke. Daryl Morey of the Philadelphia 76ers gave them every weak piece that they needed to fill. That's what he did. He gave them, the Brooklyn Nets, all of these weapons. Improved the 76ers, but not as much as he improved the Brooklyn Nets. Let's go to number two on the list, please. Excuse me. Put it right up there. It's the Phoenix Suns. I know CP3 is out for 6 to 8 weeks. I understand that Monty Williams, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton and those boys got their work cut out for them. But the bottom line is CP3 will be back for the postseason. So I look at it from that perspective, and I say the best team in basketball at this moment in time with the best record has to be a top two team as a favorite to win the title. They went to the finals last year. That experience will help them this year. They ain't number one now. We know who number one is for me. It is the Golden State Warriors. They have the greatest shooter man has ever seen. The greatest shooter God ever created. The greatest shooter in the history of man. And oh, by the way, in Klay Thompson, they have a top five shooter of all time who is on the come up, getting better and better and better and more comfortable after a two-year hiatus. We got Draymond Green with his defensive prowess. We got, we got Wiseman coming back, and we got other pieces as well. The Warriors are my favorites. Those are my top five. The Warriors, the Suns, the Nets, the Bucks, the Heat.
If the list, Stephen A., is so fluid, and I know this is Chinay, not Stephen A., then where are the Grizzlies at? I mean, they're right now third in the league in the standings, one loss behind the Warriors, who you have right. number one overall.
Right.
Let's talk about Ja right. leading the league in points per game in the paint. One more point per game than Giannis. Mm-hmm. Giannis, who controls the paint and dominating the league. Ja, that is number two in fast mm-hmm. break points, right behind LeBron James, a top 10 team offensively and defensively with efficiency. Also, let's talk about how just overall this team has been consistent, whether Ja has been in or out. Where the Grizzlies at? And then also follow-up question. Clearly you believe more in Brooklyn than you do in Philly, even considering all those circumstances.
Okay, well, a couple of things. Let's get to your Memphis Grizzlies point first. Evidently, you've been talking to Jay Williams a lot. That ain't going to help you. Jay was wrong, too.
Perk.
So are you. And here is the reason why. When you look at the and Perk, too. Here's the reason why. When you look at the Memphis Grizzlies, I'm going to Memphis to see these brothers. I'm very impressed with what I'm seeing, and I am a huge fan of Ja Morant. I think youth comes into the equation when you think about them ultimately going up against the Suns or the Warriors, and as a result, I think they fall before a conference finals berth. Otherwise, I would have put them in the top five and not the Heat. I think the Heat's experience can ultimately position them to knock off one of the big wigs in the Eastern Conference, more so than Memphis would knock off one of the big wigs in the Western Conference. That's why I have the Heat at five, as opposed to Memphis. If Memphis was in the Heat, it was in the East, I would pick differently. And don't get me started with Philly. I need to see Embiid and Harden play together.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Stephen A. Smith, Isaiah Thomas was on earlier, and he said LeBron James is the best all-around player and will be the first player ever to finish top 10 in every statistical category, and he played some epic battles against Michael Jordan. Please take us home on that subject.
Well, if we're talking about statistics, it would be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And once upon a time, Isaiah said it was Kareem. And then after that, he comes on today, he says LeBron. I think he did it just to annoy me because he likes to do that from time to time because he's getting better and better at television. He's already a brilliant. Listen, he's an NCAA champion. He's a two-time NBA champion. He's an all-time 50 greatest player, all-time 75 greatest player. He's one of the greatest point guards in NBA history. He deserves to be elevated far above number 27 in the history of basketball. And so now he's gotten into television, and he's become a bit gifted at it, and he's trying to manipulate the proceedings. It's not going to work. Michael Jordan is number one, and then there is LeBron. And Isaiah Thomas probably contaminated Janae as well because she comes on here trying to mess with my A-list, knowing it's fluid, but she's still going to bring up Memphis and just ignore the nuggets of wisdom that I tried to drop upon her, that KP, Santa Perk, you know, Pastor Perkins or whatever you want to call him, along with Jay Williams tried to convince her. It doesn't matter. It's from females. It's from males. It's from Hall of Famers. It's from young puppies.
You're very fun to
annoy. Everybody's trying to come at Stephen A.
You're very fun to annoy, and you're so easy to annoy.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.